Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me in studio today is Roy Baldwin, CEO of Christian Heritage. It's good to have you back, Roy.
Great to be back.
Well, one of the things that you do so well is trying to create a community of care as you come alongside vulnerable children and youth. And as we all know, mental health is really an important issue. Talk to me a little bit more about that. What do you see your role at Christian Heritage in being of assistance?
Yeah, well, as most of your listeners are probably aware, you know, the CDC, you know, recently talked about that we have a mental health epidemic with a lot of our youth. I think 4 out of 10 youth right now talk about feeling extreme amounts of sadness or feeling hopeless. Those are very real emotions when you're feeling hopeless. And so that's leading to higher levels of depression. Suicide is up. Self-harm is unfortunately making its way back as a way to cope with a lot of this. So yeah, so we're super concerned about that. So, you know, the role that we see at Christian Heritage playing in that is we want to be trauma-informed. So the way we do training, the way that we approach all of these situations is with, you know, what's the trauma? How do we assess the trauma? And how do we best meet those needs in families and the kids that we work with?
It's so important. And I know we've experienced nationally tragedies where youth have been involved, where children have been involved with shootings. And really, a young person in today's culture is vulnerable.
It's really helpful for me as a parent to think that every child, even my own children, are vulnerable and that anything at any moment can happen. And so I think that really helps us as a parent or even as an organization to make sure that we're doing our due diligence of creating safety in our own homes, the schools that they attend, the churches they go to. Is it an environment where they're encouraging them, valuing them? I think this is a sanctity of human life issue. You know, that's what we try to embody at Christian Heritage.
We often talk about here in our office a culture of life, and that really is at every stage of life. I encourage you to listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation and talk about your role in foster care. People want to learn more. How can they reach you, Roy?
Check out our website at chne.org or check us out on Facebook, Christian Heritage.